Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A Shocking Blue brings us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Jackie Frank. She's a mortgage originator slash stand-up comic. Right, Jackie?
Oh, yeah. It's great. Since the last time we spoke, it's really
so
developed.
You were doing some training, taking some training or something last time we spoke about becoming a stand-up comic. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah, so what happened is, you know, I'm very involved in BNI, the networking organization.
Right.
And I'm very lucky to get to lead groups and run some trainings. And a gentleman kept coming as a visitor who owns something called the Manhattan Comedy School. And he kept coming up to me after the meeting saying, you have to take my class. You have a natural ability to speak. But I could make you a better public speaker, a better salesperson, because humor really sells. So I finally gave in and I took the class. 6 weeks, 3 hours a night, and the graduation is standing up on a pretty substantial stage called Gotham Comedy Club here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the network that I have all supported me and all came to the show. And that's what they want in these clubs. You bring people, they make money, they'll put you on stage.
Right.
And it turned out I was pretty good. And yeah, so I've been doing
I'm not surprised, Jackie. Hey Jackie, I'm not surprised. We don't let people be on the show if they don't have the come across.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And you know, I have a crazy family, as most people do, and so I use my personal family as exactly. So I use them as my material, and my mom gives me new material every day. And I gotta tell you, it's really like, I mean, I have become a better public speaker, certainly more comfortable, and the feedback I'm getting even in my trainings that I do for BNI is that it's a more enjoyable 2.5 hours when you have to sit there and listen to BNI rules for 2.5 hours.
Well, what is the angle of your humor? Is it all about you and your mother? What's going on?
Well, it started off with about me and my mom, because my mom's really obsessed with not aging. And so my family's been lying about how old we are for years. And so that's half of it. And then, have you heard of the app Tinder, where people date?
Yeah. Well,
so
my wife, I just know about it. My wife won't let me use it.
She's smart.
She's smart. She's very small-minded about stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Can't blame her. But I actually met my current boyfriend that I've been with for almost 2 years on Tinder, so I do tell a lot of Tinder jokes. And because it is so relevant for whatever age you are, it goes really well. The most exciting thing was I was invited to Boston to a BNI charity event, and I thought I was going to do 10 minutes. They told me I was the headliner, which is so you usually get to finish,
right,
and you get a little bit more time. I get there, Jim, to find out I'm the only performer, and I
wow.
have to do it for 45 minutes. I
wow.
only have a 10-minute act.
That's how'd you do it? How did you do it?
Well, the good news was, since it was a BNI audience, I was able to tell BNI anecdotes because I've been in BNI 16 years.
Right.
So I intertwined my jokes with, and I just had a basically ad lib. It was, I mean, sometimes there was some dead silence, but for most of it, they were engaged. And it was a lot of fun. And
well, I bet most of them were saying, thank God it's not me up there.
Exactly.
Let's cut her some slack. It could be me up there.
Exactly. I was able to do some New York Boston jokes. You know, if you open the crowd with Patriot jokes and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, you actually warm them up, it turns out.
Well, and you're part of the world. That's a big deal up there, isn't it, up New York?
Yeah. I mean, and there's this nice, warm, you know, animosity between the two, certainly
right.
when you start to talk about sporting, you know, sport teams. And I'm pretty
do
sure
you
my
think
brother's
do you think it's time for the political comedians to dial it back?
I, you know, again, not to disclose my political feelings, she went too far. I think again, to cause that kind of, you know, we're all over the map about this, and it was too far. And I think that has to roll back a bit. Yeah.
Well,
because you know what? No matter what your feeling is, I don't think you should talk about the person who runs the country that way.
That's right.
Again, I'm not telling you whether I like
regarding. No, I would. You and I would be saying the same thing if we were talking about President Obama or whoever. I mean, this is our government.
Right.
The election was held. It was decided, and you know, let's move on. One of the things that I've done here on my show, not being a comedian, but as a commentator, is the position I've held is that whenever I went after George Bush or Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or Trump, it was always about their policies. If I didn't agree with their policies, I went after them tooth and nail about their policies, but never about them individually.
Exactly, and it makes us look to the rest of the world. I mean, when you do that when you beat up your own.
Self-deprecating,
you just make, yeah, exactly. Like, how could you I mean, again, what we're telling the world is we don't respect our own choices.
Yeah.
And it has weakened us.
Well, we've got people with a platform like you and me, we have an obligation. There are people out there who take things that some people say and they leverage that thought. I mean, they're unhinged.
We have to be careful about that.
Hey, I need your website, Jackie.
It's rate.com/Jacqueline Frank.
All right. Say it one more time.
rate.com/my name, Jacqueline, Jacqueline Frank.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Jack, thanks for coming back. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.